Chapter 2. A Real Mystery. Jack slid the bacon and fried eggs out of the pan onto his plate, then topped the lot with a toasted bagel and headed out of the little galley of the Grey Goose and up the steps onto the sunlit deck. Bit of a splurge for the arteries, eggs, bacon, but once a week wouldn't hurt.
"Come on, Riley,"
he said to his springer. But Riley didn't need telling when there was the chance of a bit of that bacon to be had, and the dog bounded after him. Although still early, the sun was already hot, and in his bare feet Jack could feel the warmth in the wooden deck. He put the plate down on his shiny new garden table next to the butter and jam and hoisted the deck's sunshade. Then, a gentle press of the cafetiere, and he poured his coffee into a big French cup he'd picked up when he toured Normandy last week in his little sports car.